CEF Mobile.
Or BWO. I did not catch your call sign.
It's KO4CEF, Kilo Oscar 4, Charlie Echo Foxtrot.
Hey, thank you for that, sir. How's your day going?
Good, on my way home from work, so now I can finally get off the roads, which they don't look too bad now.
Good. I don't have school tomorrow, so they don't really care about the roads anymore, I guess.
Just avoid it altogether, which the main roads are not bad. I think, if anything, maybe some back roads that are shaded, but other than that, it don't look bad at all, especially out on the interstate.
Because the interstate are the most traveled roads, so. Yeah, but the back roads are probably still about my problem.
Days. Now they're calling for some more, possibly on Friday.
How much snow we're going to get, like, because I had 5.5 inches, and now they're calling for more snow, so I wonder how much snow we're going to get over here.
That's a good question. I know I live in the north part of Spartanburg, and we got about, I'd probably say it was close to 8 inches in some spots. I guess it depends on where you measure it, though, with all the wind and whatnot.
Bunch of wind. Whenever, because we have some buildup of snow on top of the roof, whenever the wind would blow, it'd just be, you couldn't see the trees whenever the wind blew.
It's supposed to be upstate South Carolina, not upstate New York.
Yeah, I'm surprised that we got this much snow, because the Weather Channel was calling for 5 to 8 inches, but I don't remember a time that we've had 5 to 8 inches.
Long since 2013, 2012 maybe, I don't remember it either.
Yeah, I'm super surprised that they didn't actually, because usually we don't get this much snow. They'll call for a lot, and then we will get, like, no snow. They will call for snow, and then we'll get snow. So I was kind of surprised that they were actually kind of correct this time.
Digging out, try to break up the ice. That's what I should have gotten, is some salt for the ice. Salt or sand or something. And, had a hell of a time starting this car. And, you know, still having battery problems, but this is my only car, so I gotta be careful of this. But, again, I haven't seen this, and I don't think I've ever seen this.
Because I remember, I think the last time that I remember getting a bunch of snow was a few years ago when we got 3 inches of snow, and I went sledding with my neighbors.
Wasn't expecting much, even though this time they were going to keep, they kept saying, oh, watch out for snow, ice, rain, sleet, whatever. And I'm saying to myself, yeah, right, it's going to be what it always is, an inch or less that basically disappears by mid-afternoon. So, I don't have any of my snow removal or snow abatement gear that I used to have.
Down here, the roads, they cover with snow and ice because, we don't live in upstate New York where they have, like, thousands of snow plowers just ready for whenever it snows. Like, we only have a couple down here.
It was on Long Island where the major roads, and even most of the minor roads are usually always cleared off pretty quickly. The sand and the salt and whatever they put, they put that down early. And, I wasn't prepared for, you know what I think it is? I call it the Irene effect. In 2010, you had that Irene hurricane heading toward the New York City area, which turned out to be people were going crazy, buying out products, making all kinds of preparations, and it turned out to be not that much as was predicted. So 2 years later, when Hurricane Sandy came, they said, okay, it'll be another couple of hours of rain and it'll blow over. So the Irene effect, you're not expecting something worse.
You just got to be prepared for the ice. That's the main thing. Because if it does that, that's whenever we get power outages.
I'm surprised we didn't lose power over here. The wind was blowing like crazy.
I haven't seen gray quartz. My water was off for a couple hours. A water main somewhere may have broke, but that was about it. And this is all above ground power, so if there were any ice that were going to break the wires, it would have broken by now, huh?
Yeah, luckily we're past the windy stage of all this, because that wind was making things terrible. Like, I wanted to go outside and sled, but the wind just delayed it by hours, because as soon as you step out there, you freeze to death because of the wind.
One brief stop here. Let me keep the engine running, because I'm not trusting this battery. But I'll talk to you in a second. Just one quick stop, and I'm heading home.
Give me a minute.
Good talking to you. I'm going to clear out the channel for a little bit. This is KO4CEF, and I will be clear.
Talking to you, KO4EWO.
2BNG.
How are you doing?
Okay. Hopefully we'll get some snow melting. And, hopefully I'll figure out what's wrong with the electrical system of this car. It's at the point where if I stop for a minute at a, you know, a little grocery store or something, I'm not wanting to shut off the ignition. And I probably made the mistake of parking in the shade. So I had a, you know, couldn't eat, not easy to get out when you've got all that ice around you.
I went to the Publix down the street with my grandmother, and there was so much icy snow that it was hard to get into the Publix.
I said up north I knew how to deal with this. Down here, you know, I don't even really know if I have a snow shovel or anything. I'm not even sure I got a little plastic scraper to scrape the snow off the windshield. You know, when you're not, when something's not usual for some area, you're not prepared.
We rarely ever get snow, so, I mean, and whenever we do get snow, it's usually not that much, so I'm just thankful we got snow.
Hoping never to see it again. You know, when you get up in the morning and there's actually snow blocking the door, you have to shovel your way out of somewhere. It starts to get tiresome.
Yeah, I don't know how that feels, because I've lived in South Carolina my whole life, so I've actually never shoveled any snow before, because there's never really been enough to the point where we need to shovel it, because usually we just have four-wheel drive down here.
Especially when you get to be my age, I'm going to be like 59. But even years ago, I was never going to shovel snow. I mean, after 10 minutes of shoveling snow, you're really, really, really winded. It's good exercise, I suppose, but it's, you know, real, real hard on the, oops, ice. Real hard on the system.
Because snow is... It's not light.
Oh, it is. Well, let's see. Water weighs a kilogram per liter, or 8 pounds per gallon. If you want 8.3 pounds per gallon. If you want to use old units. So, like right here, in case I ever. Because I've had earlier today the water failed. So right here is a 55-gallon drum full of water. Add up that volume, that's 400 pounds of water. Yeah, weighs a lot. Especially when you gotta move it and it's just you and all you got is a shovel.
It's only a shovel. It would probably take a while, and it's super tiring. And if it's cold, whenever you start to sweat, you'll start to get super cold because of the water, the sweat, it's freezing.
Station that was, I got nothing. It was pretty much noise. Anyway, I'm in my front door, so I'll bid you all farewell. 73s. This is KD2BNG.
You too. KO4BWO, clear.